That's because if we have the day of the Lord before us, we're not going to be legalistic. You see, the work of the cross has to always be before us. It's the greatest display of love that we have ever seen. For God so loved, he gave. We respond not out of duty today. I'm not trying to live a godly life because the law says to me, you know, you have to do that. But it's out of love and affection for the one who gave his all for me. It's love, it's the anticipation of the one who was despised and rejected, that I want to be the very best example that I can be to show others the love of Christ that has affected me. Then when he comes, and sometimes we have to think of these things in very basic ways. Let's say, you know, you've been saved marvelously and you live any old way down here. The reality of it is that once true confession is made, you're saved. So now comes the day of the Lord. You come out in display and someone looks at you and they say, hey man, Joey, you were saved? All the stuff you said and did and that, you know what I'm saying? We use the crude example of the sons of the queen. The prince, he has all of the rights and privileges of that position. And can you imagine going just out the street here and find him in the gutter, drunk and vomit all over him? He would say, that doesn't befit someone of such a lofty position. So for us, we don't do it out of habit or because someone is forcing us to. We do it because he first loved us. And I like to connect it with what Brother John was saying. If you and I have a right perspective on our lives, a right perspective on what God is doing and will do in the future, we also have eyes that are looking. It says here, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God. In this portion, you'll see the word seeing, looking, several times. Verse 11, 12, 13, 14, 17. Because if the eye is the gateway to the mind, and if I have the perspective of heaven, I'm looking. Turn to Romans chapter 8. I want to give you something to think about here. Because it's not just you and I that has an eye. Romans 8 verse 19, this is speaking of creation now. It says, for the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we know it says, verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. The Greek rendering of that earnest expectation is that that creation has a long neck that is looking around a corner, anticipating coming down that corner, the manifestation of the sons of God, the day of the Lord. When creation itself, which has been under bondage, we can never imagine what it was like to be in the Garden of Eden. When creation was not bound, when there wasn't leaves falling off of trees, when roots didn't dry up. So even creation, God is saying here, has a vision, and its neck is trying to peer around the corner to see when coming towards creation itself, where it stands today, the glorious manifestation of the sons of God. When you and I will be on display with the Lord first. So we can hasten the day of God. When we live godly, when we live reverently, we are looking and we're hastening unto the day of God, knowing now that all this shall be dissolved The elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise. He has made this promise, young people, and he is able to fulfill it. Believe me, God guarantees it. And there's an old brother from one of the islands that says, God will not disappoint you and me. And if we have faith to believe that, what we're going to see is the new heavens and a new earth in which dwelleth righteousness. The millennial, there will be righteousness reigning and peace. But in the day of God, it's where righteousness, this word dwelling, has a thought of permanence, permanency at home. It just rests upon that scene forever. So that's where our spiritual eyes and perspective must be. In light of what is future, how do I conduct myself today? Well, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm not going to be someone who on Sundays is giving out a hymn, but you know, the night before and the days before, I was doing something, involved in something that if the Lord came, I would be ashamed.